was under the Lord Ruler because their ancestors had been his friends back before his ascension. And so the party was made up of small groups, some mixed couples, but many clusters of just women or just men. A pair was not expected to stay together the entire time. There were side rooms where gentlemen could retire and drink with their allies, leaving the women to converse in the ballroom. Vin walked forward, slipping a cup of wine off the tray of a passing servant. By splitting up, Ellen and she had indicated that they were open to conversation with others. Unfortunately, it had been a long, long time since Vin had to be alone at a party like this. She felt awkward, uncertain whether to approach one of the groups or wait to see if anyone came to her. She felt somewhat as she had that first night when she'd gone to keep Venture, posing as a lone noblewoman, Sazed, her only guide. That day she'd played a part, hiding in a role as Valette Renu. She couldn't do that anymore. Everyone knew who she really was. That would have bothered her once, but it didn't anymore. Still, she couldn't just do what she'd done then, stand around and wait for others to come to her. The entire room seemed to be staring at her. She strode through the beautiful white room, aware of how much her black dress stood out against the women in their colors. She moved around the slices of colored glass that hung from the ceiling like crystalline curtains. She'd learned from her earlier balls that there was one thing she could always count on. Whenever noble women gathered, one always set herself up as the most important. Vin found her with ease. The woman had dark hair and tan skin, and she sat at a table surrounded by sycophants. Vin recognized that arrogant look. That way the woman's voice was just loud enough to be imperious, but just soft enough to make everyone hang on her words. Vin approached with determination. Years ago, she'd been forced to start at the bottom. She didn't have time for that. She didn't know the subtle political intricacies of the city, the allegiances and rivalries. However, there was one thing of which she was fairly confident. Whichever side this woman was on, Vin wanted to be on the opposite one. Several of the sycophants looked up as Vin approached, and they grew pale. Their leader had the poise to remain aloof. "She'll try to ignore me," Vin thought. "I can't leave her that option." Vin sat at the table directly across from the woman. Then Vin turned and addressed several of the younger sycophants. "She's planning to betray you," Vin said. The women glanced at each other. "She has plans to get out of the city," Vin said. "When the army attacks, she won't be here, and she's going to leave you all to die. Make an ally of me, however, and I will see that you are protected."
"Excuse me," the lead woman said, her voice indignant. "Did I invite you to sit here?"
Vin smiled. That was easy. A thieving crew leader's basis of power was money. Take that away and he'd fall. For a woman like this, her power was in the people who listened to her. To make her react, one simply had to threaten to take her minions. Vin turned to confront the woman.
"No, you didn't invite me. I invited myself. Someone needs to warn the women here."
The woman sniffed.
"You spread lies. You know nothing of my supposed plans." "Don't I?"
"You're not the type to let a man like Yeoman determine your future, and if the others here think about it, they'll realize that there's no way you would let yourself get caught in Fadrick City without plans to escape. I'm surprised you're even still here."
"Your threats do not frighten me," the lady said.
"I haven't threatened you yet," Vin noted, sipping her wine. She gave a careful push on the emotions of the women at the table, making them more worried.
"We could get to that if you wish, though technically I've got your entire city under threat already."
The woman narrowed her eyes at Vin.
"Don't listen to her, ladies."
"Yes, Lady Patrician," one of the women said, speaking a little too quickly.
Patrician, Vin thought, relieved that someone had finally mentioned the woman's name. "Do I know that name?" House Patrician, Vin said idly. Isn't that a cousin family of House Elariel?
Lady Patrician remained quiet.
I killed an Elariel once, Vin said. It was a good fight. Shan was a very clever woman, and a skilled Mistborn.
She leaned in.
You may think that the stories about me are exaggerations. You may assume that I didn't really kill the Lord Ruler, and that the talk is simply propaganda crafted to help stabilize my husband's rule. Think as you wish, Lady Patrician. However, there is one thing you must understand. You are not my adversary. I don't have time for people like you. You're a petty woman in an insignificant city, part of a doomed culture of nobility. I'm not talking to you because I want to be part of your schemes. You can't even understand how unimportant they are to me. I'm just here to voice a warning. We're going to take this city, and when we do, there will be little room for people who were against us.
Patrician paled just slightly. However, her voice was calm when she spoke.
I doubt that's true. If you could take the city as easily as you claim, then you would have already.
My husband is a man of honor, Vin said, and decided that he wished to speak with Yeoman before attacking. I, however, am not quite so temperate.
Well, I think that...
You don't understand, do you? Vin asked. It doesn't matter what you think. Look, I know you're the type with powerful connections. Those connections will have told you by now the numbers we bring. 40,000 men, 20,000 Kolos, and a full contingent of Allomancers. Plus 2 Mistborn. My husband and I did not come to this conference to make allies, or even to make enemies. We came to give warning. I suggest you take it.
She punctuated her last comment with a powerful soothing. She wanted it to be obvious to the women, to let them know that they were, indeed, under her power. Then she stood, trailing away from the table. What she had said to Patrician wasn't really that important. The important thing was that Vin had been seen confronting the woman. Hopefully that would put Vin on a side in the local politics, making her less threatening to some factions in the room. That in turn would make her more accessible, and... The sound of chairs scooting back from the table came from behind her. Vin turned, suspicious, and saw most of Lady Patrician's clique approaching in a hurry, leaving their leader sitting virtually